We had asked in previous occasions if we could get the flights that currently are available for those patients who have cancer travelling to Dublin, if the children with high medical needs or palliative care could avail of that. And on Friday, that was one of the... Now, we're still in discussions of criteria and final... There's a few things have to be finalised, but we are very pleased to announce that the HSE have given us the go-ahead that will be something that is going to be provided for our patients in Donegal.
Now, as you say, the I's do have to be dotted, the T's have to be crossed, but as far as you're concerned, agreement on this is weeks away, and it will be a very important element of your campaign to ease the pressure on your children and, by extension, ease the pressure on parents, their carers and their families.
Exactly. The journey that we have, parents that are passing the airport to travel a horrendous journey down to Dublin, and whenever we started the discussions up, we had asked parents, what is it that would make life better for you, for your family and for your child? And this was one of the things that have come up. Everything parents tell us, we do try to summarise and put in proposals and see how it could be implemented in Donegal. And we have got small steps forward. We've got we're working with the hospital as well to try and get an acting up post for a palliative care outreach nurse. And the HSC are definitely willing to listen to our views and work with us where applicable here in Donegal. And thank God they have agreed to the flights, and it's just a matter now of getting the kind of officialities sorted, and then it will be there for those that wish to avail of it.
Would your preferred option still be to have treatment available in Belfast or even in Derry?
That is still, we are still in discussions of that. That is something that's still ongoing. We would like it as well to have consultants to hold clinics up in Donegal where they would come up maybe once, twice a year, the neuro, the metabolic clinics, the neurology doctors and other doctors. Currently we do have teams from Dublin that come up to Donegal, the CRC team, we have a cardiologist that comes up, we have orthotics would come up then as well for children that need splints or specialised shoes. So it is feasible, it is currently being done, we just want that extended to more availability that will ease the travel times that our children have to head to Dublin. And we are still looking for north-south access, and it's a long road ahead, but the more information we have from families and parents that are going through it, and the more discussions that we continuously have with the HSC, we do see things improving, massively improving.